This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Christine Wong.
On the phone lines with
Arvini Branch.
If you're only just joining us, just at the top of the show, we were speaking a little bit about how the government are to decide on booster shots next week. It's going to be spoken about, I believe, in Parliament, correct? Next week sometime. Moving on from that, though, but if you'd like to comment on that, let us know, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. One WhatsApp message in from Nini, who said, I've been checking out on the Sputnik 5 way before my vaccination. Very sophisticated vaccine. Thanks for that, Nini. Right, moving swiftly along to story number two. It's about how the MDG are adding additional initiatives for SME exporters. Something important here. So the Malaysia External Trade Development Corporation, MATRADE, under the Ministry of International Trade and Industry, MITI, announced additional initiatives under the Market Development Grant aimed to ensure Malaysian exporters remain resilient and can sustain themselves during the pandemic. Here's a quote. Before I get to the quote, actually. It's a support initiative in the form of reimbursable grant. MDG was introduced in 2002 with the objective of assisting exporters in their efforts to promote Malaysian-made products or services globally. The lifetime limit of MDG is 300,000 ringgit and it's specifically formulated for Malaysian SME companies, professional service providers, trade and industry associations, chambers of commerce, professional bodies and cooperatives. And here's a little quote. Malaysian SMEs have been very active in promoting their products and services globally through partnership with international buyers. COVID-19 pandemic has much affected their business health, including curtailing their export growth. The government, through MITI and its agency, MATRADE, supports our SME efforts through Market Development Grant, MDG, which was introduced in 2002, as we just said, with the objective of enhancing the facilitation in export activities. With our continuous efforts to sustain our SMEs in the global market, additional initiatives on MDG are being introduced to cope with the devastating challenge. This was according to Encik Mohamed Mustafa Abdulaziz, the Chief Executive Officer of MATRADE. So the initiatives of MDG to cushion the impact of COVID-19 on some of our SME exporters are as follows. I've got a list of them here. So addressing the increased cost for export, facilitating participation in virtual events, so international trade fairs, exhibitions locally and overseas. Addressing the loss due to cancellation or postponement of export promotion activities. International certification registration for exports. IP registration, intellectual property registration for international markets. And branding and advertising for exports that include stuff through digital platforms. So from March of last year to the end of May this year, MATRADE had already assisted 1,350 Malaysian SME exporters with a total of 6,810 activities covering industries including things like furniture, palm oil products, medical activities, wood products, prepared foods, machinery and equipment and engineering services. 2.6 billion of total export was reported by these SMEs during this period. The assistance enabled SMEs to export their products to markets including Japan, South Korea, the People's Republic of China, Brunei, Myanmar, Laos, Indonesia, the Philippines, Canada, France, UK, United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia. And MATRADE have urged more SME exporters to come forward and be part of the programme. So these MDG initiatives commenced from the 15th of July, just a few days ago, until the end of this year, and SMEs are urged to register with MATRADE as members to enable them to be more involved with MATRADE's export promotion programs. The membership is complimentary and registration can be found via www.matrade.gov.my. If you want further information on the MDG, visit the link on this podcast after we've broadcast it just after noon, or you can contact the MDG secretariat through the telephone number 603-6207-7077. Or you can email mdg@matrade.gov.my. Now, just in a few minutes, we'll be speaking with Geeta Kandia, the director at CAS International, to get her thoughts on this whole thing. Great little initiatives, though. Best way of getting, you know, people on board and letting people know that you can ship and export overseas, and we've got actual products here that people around the world are wanting to buy, as far away, of course, as the US and Canada and the United Arab Emirates. What do you reckon? Arvin?
I mean...
What would you import? What would you import? Let's say, for example, right? What Malaysian product would you love to import? And don't say nasi lemak. Come on.
I was literally going to say that.
Of course
that.
You were.
That's the first thing that came to mind. It's the most Malaysian thing. I don't know. I would have to think a couple of minutes. But I was going to say that this feels like... you know when we said at the beginning of last year that SMEs need help and they're the backbone of our economy and they need all the support they can get? It feels like that echo has been echoing for a year and a half. Yeah. So it's the same thing. Like every time we hear initiatives like this, it's always good. And they can use all the help that they can get. They need all the help that they can get. Mm. And they just need support. So these kinds of initiatives, I feel, is like, you know, it's exactly what they need at the moment. It's not going to... I honestly don't know how much is going to help, especially in the current situation. But we can hope that it helps them quite a lot.
I mean, the good thing is, you know, the focus is not just on physical products as well. It's on digital products as well. And Malaysia has an awful lot of very, very good digital products, you know, that we can kind of push around and talk to other people overseas about, Chris, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've said it once, and I think we'll say it again, and we'll continue to say it for as long as this situation is going on. Mm-hmm. But any initiative to help SMEs at this point is a good one, and hopefully we can continue to find more of them to highlight on Enterprise Biz Bytes.
But we want to hear a bit more, of course, from somebody who knows a little bit more about this. We'll be speaking with Geeta Kandia in just a few minutes after these messages to find out a little bit more about this, talking about how SMEs have been impacted, how much is on the table, and how this can, in fact, help some of these SME businesses, not just here in Malaysia, but overseas as well. Some music to take us into the break. It's The Romantics with Talking in Your Sleep here on BFM 89.9.
Boyish 40-something millionaires. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Nice to hear some of our content on the morning run there about the story that we did about the Dorian sellers from Penang shipping down to us here in KL, right?
Yeah, it's a fun story.
Nice little story there. Anyway, thank you for joining us back. We've been talking about a whole bunch of things. We started off the show earlier with how the government had to decide on booster shots next week. And then, of course, just before the break, we're speaking about how the MDG are adding additional initiatives for SME exporters. And we wanted to kind of get a bit more of... Well, we wanted to get it fleshed out a little bit more, didn't we? So we managed to get somebody on the phone. Before we get to that, though, Arv, do you have any tweets for us yet?
We don't have... Let me do a quick refresh. No tweets yet.
People at home, if you are listening to the show and you feel like tweeting us, get us over at BFM Radio. And of course, you can get us on Instagram, also at BFM Radio. WhatsApp us, 0187-89-8899. Now, thank you for waiting on the phone. This is Geeta Kandia, the director at KASS International. So, Geeta, how exactly have SME exporters been impacted in general?
SME exporters are affected badly due to the pandemic. And the reason for this is that freight rates have surged during the pandemic. And that increases the cost of delivering the product to foreign destinations. In addition to that, there has been cancellation or postponement of trade fair and exhibitions, both locally and abroad, due to lockdowns worldwide. This restricts a lot of business opportunities and sales among SME exporters.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more about the additional initiatives of the MDG grant. Like, are you assisting companies with all of them?
There are five types of export promotion activities that are allowed under this market development grant, including registration of intellectual property for the international market. Currently, we expose clients to all of these grants in their various categories so that clients can benefit, especially if they need all type of grants. The specifics in terms of what needs to be submitted for each type of grant, what deadlines for each type of grant are different. And for that purpose, we definitely direct clients to MarTrade, who has all the requirements listed on their website in a clear manner.
Right. So, Geeta, we have to ask, how much is on the table?
That is a good question. How much of assistance is the government actually giving? Well, the grant fund is different for each category. So let's look at them one by one. For the registration of intellectual property rights, and that includes trademarks, patents, copyright, or industrial designs, for the foreign market, so if you're entering ASEAN or other countries, the grant amount is 30,000 ringgit per application. That means that if you are making an application in various countries to protect your brand or protect the technology you're using, the grant amount is based on per application, which is sufficient to protect your needs in various countries. Then let's look at the second grant, which is advertising and promotion expenses for exports. On that grant, the sum given by the government is 70,000 ringgit per application. When they say per application, there is no limit to how many applications that can be made by a company for that specific grant. What MarTrade has said is that there is a 300,000 ringgit maximum limit on any company that's applying for MarTrade grants, and this 300,000 cap is a lifetime cap. So if companies have actually obtained grants in the past and have reached the maximum cap, then they are unable to apply for the Market Development Grant or MDG grant that has been launched recently.
And Geeta, how do you think this will help these businesses?
Well, when you look at all of these grants, number one, the grants help companies have been affected with their costs that they've already incurred. And that is the logistic costs and the trade fairs that have been cancelled. So they reimburse or kind of soften the impact of the pandemic on exporters. It is minimal, but at least there is some help. Then the second stage of the grants or the other categories show that the government is assisting companies with planning. You register intellectual property rights when you intend to venture into foreign markets and expand in those markets. You look at advertising and promotion again for the same reasons, to make a name, make your brand visible in foreign markets. These grants show that the government is helping companies plan for the opening of borders, for the opening of markets, for all businesses to slowly bounce back. That's how this market development grant has been structured.
Right. So how has IP registration for the international market been hampered by the pandemic, seeing that everyone can everything can be done online, you know? Are there other considerations?
It is interesting that the pandemic revealed that intellectual property rights is not a luxury, and instead it is a necessity. As business owners needed to claim monopolistic rights and had to be more possessive of what they had created, be it new technology or new designs or brands that they were putting online because their business went online. And especially with new designs and new technology, there is a one-year time limit to protect the inventions or designs abroad. And with that time limit, a lot of companies still needed to generate funds so that they do not lose patent rights abroad.
Right. And what is the deadline for these approvals?
There are two deadlines for the market development grant. The one that is most crucial currently for business owners is the 12th of August 2021 deadline, which is very close. This deadline are for activities, export promotion activities in those five categories that we've talked about, that have been undertaken from 1st of January this year up to 14th of July this year. So basically anything in the past 6 months, the past 6.5 months that a company has incurred for the foreign market, it is important for these companies to go through their expenses and to see what can be claimed under the market development grant. And that deadline is 12th August 2021. The second deadline for this grant is at the end of this year. This is basically for any activities undertaken from 15th of July 2021 up to 31st of December 2021. Depending on which grant is applied for, the deadlines differ. It can be 30 calendar days from the date of the activity started, or 30 calendar days from the last date of event, or 30 calendar days from the shipment date if you're looking at logistics, and 30 calendar days from activities if it's related to a specific activity. All of these deadlines are on MaTrade's website. Business owners can go to www.martrade.gov.my/MDG to submit their applications. It is a requirement that all companies are registered with MaTrade, and registration is free. The other requirements of whether your SME company qualifies as an SME, everything, all of that information is also on the MaTrade's website.
Thanks, Geeta. Final question for you today. What, in your opinion, do you think might hamper approvals, make it more difficult?
MaTrade claims that the greatest setback to speedy processing of any application is the submission of incomplete or wrong documents. This can either halt the process, delay the process, or even disqualify the application. So there is a request for all applicants to check all the documentation is in order, are complete, and are accurate before submitting the documents to the MaTrade website. The application is online, and that is the one thing that can speed up your application, which is making sure everything is correct and accurate. With regards to the other three categories in which there is a grant, the third category is that there is a financial compensation to companies for cancellation or postponement of trade fair and exhibitions, either held locally or overseas. The amount that can be claimed is from 5,000 ringgit to 25,000 ringgit per application. This is followed by reimbursement of logistics costs for sending Malaysian product overseas. 30% of total logistic costs not exceeding 40,000 ringgit per application can be claimed from the government through this grant. And lastly, for exporters, one of the expenses that they incur is obtaining international certification for their products. 30,000 ringgit per application can be claimed by such exporters.
Thanks very much for that, Geeta. That was Geeta Kandia, the director at KASS International. Now, we said earlier on, membership of MaTrade is complimentary, and registration you can find over at martrade.gov.my. If you want more information on MDG, don't forget to visit the link that we'll post when this podcast goes up shortly, or you can contact the MDG secretariat through their telephone number. I'll repeat it one more time, 603-6207-7077, or you can email them at mdg@martrade.gov.my. We are going to take a short break, but having some music from the Beatles, who are offering their help to take us through to the final story of today, where we're talking about making 5,000 public school teachers Google certified. That's all coming up after the break here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.